the time is now. I'm just going to ask him this question, you know, what does the future look like? And his answer, it actually shocked me. I thought it was going to be some like cliche answer, but he was like, no, Chris, it's about multiplying. From there, he pretty much said, you want to travel the world with me and you want to see what I'm talking about.
Well, Chris Worthington, it's great to have you here to talk about not just your testimony, but how things have definitely multiplied. And that's a little bit of a play on words here, because your film that is being released soon, or it's a mini series. You're going to have to explain that it's not a documentary. It's what it is exactly and how people can see that. But Chris, your life has been dramatically changed, and missions and evangelism has been a major, major part of that.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you for having me. It's amazing. I love charisma. Seriously.
We love hearing that. And we are excited to be able to connect with you, because let's just jump into this and start talking about this latest project that you are working on. And we'll kind of go backwards and then tell your story. But behind you is this great banner with the film title Multiplied everywhere there. And so tell us about this film and this amazing project, which I've got to see a little bit of a sneak preview of it. So
yeah, so Multiplied, in short, is about the start of a generation of Holy Spirit evangelists being multiplied all over the globe for an end time harvest. We believe, Daniel Kolenda at Christ for All Nations believe, Reinhard Bonnke, I believe you could ask any evangelist, they believe that it's no longer about a select few famous evangelists, but about all of us together collectively working. And that's how we're going to reach the whole world. There's a lot of people out there, so we all need to help out, you know? And I believe that that's the future of evangelism. And that's what we documented in Multiplied. So in short, that's the gist of it.
You got actually to be able to connect with Daniel and to work with the very first group that he was training to be part of this multiplied army of evangelists that are out there doing amazing work. And it's more than just, you know, a missionary going to one small area. These are people that are trained up to do crusade style evangelism. How did you get involved with this?
Yeah, so honestly, it all started with the passing of Billy Graham. When Billy Graham passed away, it kind of affected me, because I love Billy Graham and just his life and his legacy. It was a pretty emotional day for me. But I had a question, and it was, what does the future of evangelism look like? And then I kind of put that question on the back burner. And then anyways, a year later, Reinhard Bonnke passes away, who's another general of the faith, just massive evangelist. He passes away. And I have the same question again, what does the future of evangelism look like? And I thought to myself, well, who better to interview about this than the person who's succeeding Reinhard Bonnke, who was Daniel Kolenda, as you know. So Daniel, I heard, was going to be in Brazil. And I said, you know what? The time is now. Let me fly down to Brazil at this event he's doing called The Send. And I'm just going to ask him this question, you know, what does the future look like? And his answer was very simple. It actually shocked me. I thought it was going to be some like cliche answer, but he was like, no, Chris, it's about multiplying. He's not trying to build his own ministry. He's trying to give it away to other people, you know, giving the mantle out. And from there, he pretty much said, you want to travel the world with me and you want to see what I'm talking about. And I said, of course. I would.
So I just got to clarify a couple of things here. So you heard that Daniel was going to be in Brazil. And yes. So Christ for All Nations headquarters in Orlando. You live in Tampa. That's about an hour and a half drive apart. But you go to Brazil to meet with Daniel. How did you organize this? Because that's just like you're serious about this.
So it's funny, if you know anything about Daniel, my joke is he's pretty much like a dignitary. He's like a politician, like a leader of a country. His schedule is so busy, sometimes it's easier to meet him out of the country because he's that busy, for real.
Yeah.
And especially at this time in 2020, early 2020, oh my gosh, he was out of the country like 250 days plus out of the year. So it was pretty much like I could wait for him to come back to Orlando, but I just got to go to Brazil and just meet him. It was that or Nigeria or Singapore or Israel. So it's like, might as well go to Brazil. Yep. And there was a three stadium event happening called The Send that we sold out three stadiums. And that's an episode one of the show. And it's, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. So you said that Daniel gave you an answer that you weren't expecting. What were you expecting him to say? And why was what he said such a shock to you?
You know, honestly, I thought he was going to say, we're just going to preach the gospel to more people. You know, like that's what everyone would say. We're going to do bigger crusades. You know, we're going to, you know, get more monthly donors so we could reach millions of more people. And that's what I was expecting, not going to lie. So when he actually said, he doesn't want to build his own ministry anymore. Of course, he wants to continue doing crusades. That's never in the question. Yeah. But when he told me it's about multiplying, it's about giving it away. Like, don't look at me. Look at this person. Look at that person. Take the mantle. Take the mantle. Start giving it out. Honestly, it was really noble. And it was refreshing for him to say that when I heard that in the car ride interview after the event, when I finally got the chance to interview him.
So you had a chance to be able to just kind of along the way join him to go in between places, but that really opened up the way for you to then follow him for a while.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of these other opportunities that opened up, because you as a storyteller, as a filmmaker, you're not necessarily training and equipping these people that he's trying to multiply, but you are highlighting that because this is going to actually probably lead to exponential growth down the road. But being a storyteller, how do you tell this story?
That's a great question. So fun fact, people think this kind of just, we filmed it, we edited it real quick. This has been sitting on a shelf for 3 years. The process of telling this story I call it a jigsaw puzzle. There was so much that we could have said, but then we ended up finding these puzzle pieces, putting it together and telling it the right way that we believe God was leading us to tell it like. And we ended up finally telling it, and we ended up landing on a 5-part docuseries. But to answer your question from before, why is this running in theaters if it's a docuseries? It's like The Chosen. The Chosen runs their episodes in theaters nationwide. So what we're doing is we're actually running the series in theaters nationwide exclusively. We actually don't even know where it's going to be after that. So if you want to see Multiplied, you got to go to the theater on May 20th and 21st. But to continue answering your question, this has opened up a lot of just opportunities. You're correct, especially after Brazil. Right after that, we went to Nigeria. In Nigeria, when we landed, I wasn't expecting as much persecution as we had. We were literally shot at on our way to a 400,000 person gospel event in Warri, Nigeria. They knew exactly who we were because we had CFAN all over the cars. We were supposed to be flying in, but we were actually stopped by a continent-wide sandstorm that wouldn't allow planes to fly. So we were just like trapped in Ghana. We landed in the wrong country. And we had to book a flight that broke all the rules just to get us into the border of Nigeria. Then we had to rent cars. And on this super dangerous highway, we were actually shot at. That was the first time in my life I've ever had a gun pointed at my face. But it wasn't the gun being pointed at my face that was like the crazy part. It was the guy's eyes when he was actually pointing it at me. It literally looked like he was like possessed by the devil, like just pure evil. And I was like, oh my gosh, what, you know, Jesus said like the window to the soul is the eye. I was seeing something in him. I was like, oh my gosh, he just wants to kill people for fun or something. And he didn't shoot us, but he ended up shooting the car just in front of us. And then our driver slammed on the brakes. We were like, okay, well, this is happening. And then we called Daniel. We were like, did he shoot at your car? And Daniel's response was, oh, this is normal. This is just how it is, you know? We just trust God. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's a classic Daniel Kalenda response. But yeah, definitely a lot of opportunities opened up and a lot of very crazy stories we got to tell. Highly entertaining.
What were some of your favorite stories that you got to tell in this visually?
Yeah, so I would say during all the protests in America, after the killing of George Floyd, we went to Seattle to the Capitol Hill occupied protest. And on Fox News, we were seeing all these preachers getting kicked out. They were getting beat up. And one of the students actually in the CFAN boot camp called me up and said, yo, Chris, and this is exactly how he talks too. You see all this stuff happening in CHOP, like they're beating up all like the Christians and stuff. You want to go? We're going to go in with a team. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll go. Let's do it. We go in. Initially when we went in, they were going to kick us out. They had the security with paintball guns and they were just going to start like loading us up with paintballs. And cause that was their security team. But eventually, we told them, look, we're not here to, you know, like try to shove something down your throat. We're just telling you, look, Jesus loves you. We do believe Black Lives Matter. And anyways, we got favor with them and they were like, you know what? Okay. You guys are kind of cool. They accepted us into their group. By the end of it, we ended up baptizing over 100 people in a kiddie pool that we bought at the CVS. And we were baptizing these people. Some of these people were like, let's just say they had identity issues. There was men wearing dresses and all sorts of things like that. And anyways, one of them we baptized in the kiddie pool in the middle of CHOP. And the moment that he came out, he started manifesting demons. And like, it wasn't his voice anymore. He started talking in the third person. And anyways, and then we were like, okay, well, let's cast a demon out now. And everyone in CHOP was looking at this. So we were like, okay, if these people don't believe in God now, I don't know. Well, we're seeing someone manifest demons after we baptized them. But we had over 100 people get baptized, give their life to Christ. One of the people actually had a fresh bullet wound in his leg, had a tourniquet on. And that was amazing. And actually that portion of the film is where people usually cry because the conclusion is very emotional. Mm. And, yeah. So that's probably my favorite part of the whole film too.
Okay. So with this film, you're not just following Daniel Kalenda, but you're following the people that he's training or rather multiplying to do this, but there is a training facility or there's a training process that you got to join alongside with, even though you didn't go through it. Tell us about that. Cause this was happening in 2020. So everything had to change. And, I know what people were getting, they were doing in person. Now they had to change and do things differently. And obviously you mentioned, the Capitol Hill occupied protest, in Seattle there. So that kind of dates what we're talking about, but
yep.
Tell me about the multipliers that, you got to follow.
Yeah. So Daniel's idea was, what if we made a school, we call it the boot camp, and it's brutal. Like it's super intense because they're not going to send someone out to the bush of Africa if they don't think they're prepared for it. And anyways, I was able to document this boot camp that Daniel Kalenda created to raise up to multiply evangelists. And the first class was in 2020 and it started just before the COVID stuff happened. And then right in the dead center, COVID happened during the school. And so everything went online, everything was on Zoom calls. And then all the trips got canceled. They were supposed to have an initiation trip, it's called, where they go to Africa. And then that's when they finally get to like do their final exam. And But anyways, I would say something that Daniel was looking for is this possible? Is it possible to actually like raise up your average Joe to go do, you know, a 50,000 person gospel event? And as it turns out, it is possible. There's probably just from the people I know, and I don't know all of them. There's been hundreds of people since I've been there, but just from the first class alone, I can think of 20 people who are self-sustained doing gospel events around the world. Actually, yeah. One person, Jacob Ebersol, he actually did a 250,000 person gospel event in Burundi, self-sustained by himself, monthly donors, everything that Daniel Kalenda taught him. And that's what Daniel's trying to do. He's actually trying to raise people up to actually not depend on him anymore. They can do it on their own and they can do their own events. And then you go, okay, well, he's doing it on his own. She's doing it on his own. And that way they're detached from him, but they're still doing the same thing. And that's the goal. And we figured out it actually works. And now the amount of people that are getting saved, it's exponentially greater because it's not just one event here, one event here. It's being multiplied through hundreds of people doing these. So I think it's the future of evangelism.
Tell me about Chris before Multiplied and tell me about Chris afterwards and what's been the difference.
Yeah. So I would say there's one takeaway that definitely changed me after traveling the world and seeing all this stuff. It's seeing for myself the fact that the Holy Spirit wants to move all over the world and is moving all over the world. I would hear Reinhard Bonnke talk about this. I've heard Billy Graham talk about this, you know, all sorts of people talk about this, but when you see it for yourself and you see an event in the middle of nowhere in Tanzania, then an event in the middle of nowhere in Nigeria, and then in Brazil, and then in Colombia, and you see these people just preaching the word of God, they're just preaching the gospel, and then you see someone's blind eyes open, then you see someone manifesting demons, and then you see all this stuff happening, you go, oh my goodness, all over the world, the Holy Spirit's moving. All over the world. He is this agent, Jesus in spirit form, is actually doing the work because he's the one who actually saves. And he's all over the world doing this. And that to me was the one biggest takeaway is that, oh my goodness, he's the greatest evangelist. And he's doing it himself all over the world by the Holy Spirit. And I would say that's definitely the biggest difference in me since Multiplied.
Amen. Amen. Well, Chris, how can people stay in touch with you? How can they follow you and be informed of any of these updates? Of obviously, May 20th and 21st, Multiplied is going to be in theaters. But stay tuned for where people can see that streaming at later events. But how can people follow you and the films that you're putting out?
Yeah, so you can follow us online at Multiplied Movie. That's on all networks. That is our handle. And you can actually get tickets. You can get tickets at fathomevents.com. And so it's actually going to be in theaters for 2 days, May 20th and the 21st. And either of those days, we'd absolutely love for you to come out. And we'd also love for you to get pre-sale tickets. What happens is when you get pre-sale tickets is that that information goes to the theaters. And then the theaters take that information and they go, oh, there's a demand for this. And then they give us more theaters. And then they give us more theaters. And so by you getting pre-sale tickets, getting tickets right now at fathomevents.com, you're actually helping us out a lot. So we get even more theaters where we're going to be preaching the gospel in theaters nationwide. I would say the best way you could help is to go to fathomevents.com and grab your tickets.